Bava Basa, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basa Bavli, Daf Chof. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad and Dalaf at the Mishnah. Lo Yamoid Adam Tano Vaseich Habayis Elim Kein Yesh Al Gabav Goiva Arba Amos. A person can't set up an oven in his house unless there's a 4 amos space above it. Hoya Ma'amidoi Ba'aliyah Adjiei Tachtov Ma'aziva Shloisha Tfachim. A person can't set up an oven in an attic unless there are 3 tfachim of space below it. Uvakira tefach, and for a kira, which is a stove which doesn't get as hot as an oven, then one has to have a space of a tefach, that's enough. Vim hizik, mashalim asher hizik, if the oven caused damage, he has to pay for it. Uvishimon oimer lo yotnemu kol ashurim heilu, ela sheim hizik, yei patam elashalim. Uvishimon says, these distances mentioned were said in order to teach that if he had damaged despite keeping the correct distance, then he would be exempt. And the Gemara says, haya osir kashovach mahu. At the beginning of the Mishnah discussed the airspace that's required above an oven. And what is the required airspace for an oven that has its opening on the side rather than on its top? And this entry and the next one have been moved from before the Mishnah to after. Now they've been repositioned, so we're reading it over here. Nishma'ina min hado. And the answer we can learn from the Mishnah is, b'yuda oime adjitei tachtov ma'aziva shloisha tfachim uvakira tefach. The Mishnah read that Yudah says, who the Gemara says is the anonymous Tana over there, one can't set up an oven in an attic unless there are 3 tfachim of space. Now, since the opening is on the top, the required airspace above is more than below. V'kira loy kemen chayvachi asuya v'teima ben memalem ben amatan tefach v'acha ben memalem ben amatan shloisha tfachim. Now, for a kira, one tefach we say is enough. A kira also has its opening on the side, and the Mishnah teaches that one tefach airspace above and below is sufficient. So to over here, although an oven is hotter than a stove, and thereby it requires 3 tefachim airspace rather than 1 tefach, but since the opening is on the side, the airspace above can be the same as below, meaning 3 tefachim. Tani and the Gemara brings a baisa, beloi shloy nefachim. The baisa says even a blacksmith who uses oven for his livelihood also has to distance his oven. Tana of Kauna in Havakagoin Kini oi kanafach metchila muta. Rav Kahana says, if a smelter or blacksmith had his oven in the courtyard before the neighbor arrived, he may continue to leave it in its original place even if the new neighbor objects. Kenege dirasi mai, mahu. The question is, when the Mishnah taught that he has to pay for damage done by the oven, does this apply only if the oven damaged the attic, or is he liable even when it damaged the house itself? Amav acha koshiken kenege dirasi, Racha answers, it would certainly be liable for damage done to the rest of the house. Rabbi Yonasan Hamazik ain loy chazaka. Rabbi Yonasan says, even if the victim didn't make a claim for the damages for many years, the offender can't say that since the victim was silent for so many years, he had clearly forgiven the damage. Rabbi Shura says, when a person consistently burns things in the courtyard, he has no claim, that since until this point nobody objected, he may continue. Ka'ador chada isa havas madlika cholin tachois ubil alfai ibo mecha biyada. We have a support for this. A certain woman would occasionally burn coals under the house of Rabbi Ulfai. Rabbi Ulfai wanted to protest this. Also, of the koimi Rabbi Nasa, Amalei Amu Elabashan Tadir. The case came before Rabbi Nasa, who said the Chachamim only allowed a neighbor to protest against smoke because it's a constant offense. But since in this case it's only done occasionally, you are not able to protest.